They can hear you now.
Woo!
Good morning, everybody. I'm back. It's Jasmine, and I'm here with a very special guest, a good friend of mine. Alicia, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello. Oh, this is Alicia speaking. I'm Alicia Forstenbosch.
Yeah.
And I am Jasmine's friend.
Yeah. What program are you in here at Laurier?
I am in music. Woo!
Music, that's crazy. Which specific stream of music are you in?
It's called Integrated Musical Arts. What I like to call it is the jack of all trades stream.
what do you mean by that?
I will elaborate. What I mean by that is basically for any students that like doing multiple concentrations within music. So the whole idea is it's self-directed, but at the end of it, you do three capstones, and each capstone is based out of a different discipline. So there's three disciplines. One's creation, so composition, anything creation-based. Another one is production, so mixing, mastering, all that, recording. And the third one is performance-based, so performing an ensemble, solo, improvisation, whatever. So you can't pick three projects within one category. Otherwise, it defeats the purpose, and you might as well have just gone into performance or some other.
Right. So what's your area of specialty?
I have been focusing on creation and performance. So last term, I did an improvised concert. And this term, I'm working on writing 7 songs and writing music for visual media.
Visual media. How are you going about doing that? Are you allowed to tell us a little bit more?
I can. initially, I was going to write for dance, though I still want to do it, but I think I'm going to explore that project at a future date. But for what I'm planning to do at the moment is find some picture books and write some music for that. So almost like an audio book
cool.
with music.
That's a really cool idea. Like, for children, do you think? Or, like, just a general?
Just general, because I'm really interested in storytelling.
Yeah.
So I thought, and I've been interested in kind of, like, doing story times and going into libraries and volunteering and reading stories. I really want to work on my voice for that, because I really want to bring it to life and create different characters with my own voice, because I love playing with my voice.
I love that. It's great that you're here today.
That's where I thought it was a bit last minute trying to do dance, because that would just require a lot of work, and I thought, okay, I'll figure that out at a future date, because I would still love to, like, do a project with dancers and music for it, but I was like, something that I could work on that I could finish by the end of the term. I was like, why don't we go down the road of working with picture books?
With picture books.
Yeah.
That's a really cool idea. I'm very curious to see how that plays out. Make sure you update me. I could even, like, say maybe on the show, like, when things are open to the public, I could say, oh, go see her thing, her exhibition, her concert, whatever.
Yeah. Improvised concert is on YouTube. Video doesn't work, but audio does.
Where can we find that then?
If you look up my name on YouTube, it's Alicia Vorstenbosch, so ELYSHA space VORSTENBOSCH. You can find my channel. the concert was called Connection, an interactive and improvised concert. And what you'll see is basically just a harp the whole time. I'm not even in the image.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's awesome.
It's just my setup.
Yeah, I know you do a lot of improv, like, here and around the school. Is there any of that that we can expect coming up in very recent?
Yeah, so I lead the improvisation group called FIRE, which stands for Free Improvisation Renegade Ensemble. Very long name. I inherited the ensemble from another harpist. Who was my senior.
Right.
He's long gone, sadly. Still see him once in a while. But FIRE, there's a few of us performing at the Student Composer Concert, which is happening this week, Wednesday, at 7:30 in the Theater Auditorium in the Music Building. I always have to remember that we changed the name of the building.
Right. It is now the...
Chamberlain.
The music building.
The music building. Come to the theater auditorium.
It's impossible to miss. It's been under construction for, like, forever. Just, like, go where all the noise is. Yes. You'll find it eventually.
Tickets are free to students.
Take
advantage.
Yeah.
Free concerts. There's a lot happening at that concert.
Oh, yeah. It's not just Alicia. It's all sorts of people. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. It's one of, like, the biggest ones that we've had in recent times, too. Yeah. There are a lot of people.
There's a small ensemble. Like, Drew's got,
people. Not premiering, but, like, he premiered the piece that he was working on previously. But it's, like, a huge project that he's been working on, so... Go show him some support.
Yeah, and then Lindsay's also got an even bigger group.
Yeah.
Which I was like, whoo!
It's a big concert.
Whole ensemble there.
Very elaborate. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Check it out.
why don't we play some music? Alicia Absolutely. Has thrown together a very lovely playlist of all Woo! Sorts of songs that she really likes. And I like listening to music that... other people listen to. Like, I didn't really recognize any of these. I recognized maybe two of them.
No, that's fair. Like, I have gone down the route of listening to basically Japanese, Korean. I've gone down the road of, like, Norway folk.
Yeah, totally. I
love, like, yeah, no. There's a few groups in there, like Calandra. They've got some... Oh, Calandra or Druna. The Oh Hellos are pretty good, too.
The Oh Hellos. Yeah. How about we play that one next? Sounds all right.
Lovely.
We've got Soldier Poet King by the Oh Hellos. There we go. That is a very aggressive ending to a very lovely tune. I love it. I like the progression into just, like, very noisy, noisy stuff. And then they just
dance,
end it on a
basically.
Hit.
It's just, like,
yeah,
party
yeah.
music.
Just dance. Go party. Have fun.
Exactly.
So, Alicia, do you have a favorite piece of music that you've studied so far in all of your time here at this wonderful school?
First one that comes to mind, it's been a couple years since I played it, but it was a piece by Katrina Mackay. She's a Scottish harp player. I'm a music major, and my main instrument is the harp, but particularly lieber harp. So I typically don't play classical music. There are some out there, but I typically don't. So Katrina Mackay, lovely lieber harp player, has some really amazing music. So the one piece I played by her, it was called Swan Lake 243. Oh, am I remembering it correctly? And it's not based on, like, Swan Lake the ballet. It's not that. It's based on
what everyone's probably thinking about.
When I say, sorry, let me, it's called Swan LK. I call it Swan Lake because it's short form.
Yeah,
Swan LK 243. It's named after a boat. I forget the history about the boat, but it's just the way, like, if you want, it's on Spotify.
It's on Spotify? It's on Spotify. Why don't we...
I'm pretty sure, anyway. Swan LK.
No, all I'm getting
what,
is Tchaikovsky.
I think it's 2-4. Yeah, Katrina Mackay.
This first one here?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, so I played this piece, and it's, if I'm remembering correctly, it's in 3-4 times, so it's got a bit of a waltz feel to it, but the way she, like... the movement in it is just amazing because between the right and the left hand drives the motion. So, like, you'll hear, it'll play usually on, I gotta remember the music. It'll be on the downbeat, but then it'll play on the 3 and. So it's just, like, pushing you into the next bar. And it's just kind of, like, back and forth between the right and left hand. And it just flows so nicely.
That sounds really cool. Why don't we give that a listen then?
Absolutely.
All right. This is Swan LK 243 by Katrina Mackay, as requested by Felicia. Okay, I see what you mean. That is a lovely, lovely piece of music. Oh my goodness. And it's about a boat, you said?
Yes, it's about a boat. I looked it up real quick. Because all I remember was about a boat. So yeah. There's a boat called the Swan LK-243. It's a herring fishing boat. It was built in Shetland in 1900. And she wrote this tune when she was on it, sailing south from Shetland to take part in the Cutty Sark Tulk ship's race in 1999.
Oh, that's so cool. So, well, she must have loved the boat then.
She must have really
loved it. That sounded straight from the heart. But yeah, there is something nice about, like, you know, you're like, you're just on the water and...
Absolutely.
I don't know. I've been sailing a few times since I started doing music, and every time I'm out there, I'm like, man, I really want to write a sea shanty right now, or something of the sort. Oh,
absolutely.
It just, it's very calming, it's very peaceful.
Yeah, and then also just the landscape around you, it's just like, you're out in the water.
Oh,
water.
I know.
No, no.
Nothing.
And, yeah.
I mean, like, sometimes you get the speedboats doing circles around you and stuff, but... Other than that, you know, it's nice, the crisp, cool air.
Yeah, and no, like, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I love water and boats.
Absolutely. I feel the same.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, next question. Oh, dear. Screensaver. What is the best Laurier performance that you have participated in, either as a performer or backstage, or you wrote a piece for it? What's your favorite? Or like a memorable moment?
Ooh, good question. Oh, I might have a couple here. First one I'd have, I think they were in the same year. First one I'd have to say was when I performed my solo harp and voice piece. What did I call it? The Flight of the Silver Owls. That was kind of the first time I'd actually performed. By myself and at Laurier. It took a couple years just because of COVID. But yeah, it was the first time, especially with voice as well, because I typically don't sing solo stuff. And I'd wrote it harp and voice, and I really liked the piece. So that was a really memorable moment, especially afterwards. I performed it in a different class, and then I had people come up being like, oh, that was so lovely. And I was like, oh, thank you. And then the other one would have been, it was Anthony, what is his last name? It goes by Tony. Tony, what is it? I can't remember his last name. Why can't I remember it?
I think I know who you're talking about, but yeah. I also don't remember his last name.
It's Tony. He wrote a piece for organ, harp, and voice. It was microtonal, and he asked me to play it, and that was kind of the first time I'd performed in, like, someone that had asked, like, wrote a piece and asked me to perform it, and in an ensemble group setting, so that was really cool, because there probably would have been another memorable performance. In first year, I was asked by a graduating voice student to play, what was the piece called? Oh, I'm probably going to remember it afterwards, but it was an Irish, not a shanty, but it was an Irish tune. It was about seaweed.
Oh.
I think it was called Seaweed, but I have to remember. Oh, such a good one, too. But she was singing it, so we had someone play Baron, and I played the harp. I was absolutely terrified to play it.
Right.
And sadly, because of COVID, and we never performed it, and I'm looking back, I'm like, I kind of wish we did, but
yeah,
with COVID, and then there were some other circumstances, it just never happened. But I'm sure that would have been a memorable one, because that was such, it's Dulemon.
Dulemon.
It's called Dulemon. Such a good song. I forgot about it until you started talking about it. But Dulemon is...
But you didn't get to perform it?
No.
Oh, that's such a shame.
No, unfortunately not.
Yeah, COVID threw a wrench in a lot of musical...
Yeah. Just plans. Everything well, at that time.
Yeah, everything, I think. Everyone kind of got,
like,
screwed over.
It was a couple weeks away, too. Like, because I just remember seeing the food court, and there were some other circumstances. But, it was just, like, a weird time, because...
Yeah.
we were just like, oh, what's happening? Like, is everything shutting down? It's kind of first thing we're like, oh, no, it'll still happen. Like, things will still happen. But
I was still in high school when that happened for me. I wasn't here yet.
It was a weird time because I was also in residence. So then.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Got kicked out like a month. At first, they were like, oh, you can stay if you want. But if you move out, you have to move out for like you can't for come good. Back. And then they came back and were like, no, everyone has to get out.
Oh, man.
As soon as possible. And yeah, that was like March. So we had like a month. Or I guess mid-March, end of March, and then we technically still had April left to do.
Wow.
So it was a weird time, but then also didn't have to do juries. Didn't have to do juries, so some exams were optional or canceled completely.
That sounds kind of nice.
It was kind of nice. Looking back, though, I still have not performed a jury in person yet.
Really?
Yeah. Because...
For those of you who don't know, juries are like... A thing that every music student has to go through at the end of a
performance exam.
Yeah, you just go and you play music and
yep.
sight read some stuff. And
yep.
Do it for a panel.
Because, yeah, no, first year, completely canceled. Second year, video. Third year, we were going back to video or, like, in person. But I got COVID, like, a week or two before my jury date. And so I was like, no, I'm not doing it in person. And they thankfully had the option to record, but I was also like, oh boy. And then fourth year, I went abroad to Ireland, so I didn't take lessons through Laurier, so I didn't have to do jury. And then this is my fifth year. Because, yeah, I did not want to take lessons just for the fall term, because then I'd have to do juries at the end of the fall term. And right. I was like, no,
that
no.
makes sense.
You I also wanted
abroad
it
to Ireland?
I did.
I'm going to ask you more about that after this next song. this is all off of Alicia's playlist. This is Borders by Calandra. Is that how I pronounce the name?
Yes.
Sweet. Let's get into it. That was haunting. I could feel that one in my soul.
It's a good one.
Yeah. Oh, that's lovely. And I noticed that you put a few songs by this artist, Calandra, in the playlist.
Yeah, no, there's another one.
This one here, Brave New World. Are they like a favorite for you?
One, they're up there. They're up there. There's a few that like have similar vibes that just
I get that.
Listening to them, it's just like it's so good.
I just got an email from Darren from the Makerspace in the Laurier Library. Shout out to Darren.
Shout out to the
Makerspace. for those of you who don't know, there is a Makerspace in Laurier's library. A lot of people don't know this. I'm like, yeah, I was just like in the Makerspace today. And they go, what's that? And I say, oh, it's this magical place where you learn how to do fun things. If you have projects and ideas that you want to make, I would go talk to the people there. Everyone who goes in there is very, very skilled.
Been wanting to go for the past couple of years, and then I just never have.
I'm going to drag you down there. What are we doing? What are we doing here? Let's go down to the Makerspace.
Exactly.
Anyway, yeah, go check it out if you're a crafty kind of person, if you like making things. Those are the people for you.
Yep.
So, back to Alicia. You studied abroad in Ireland?
I did indeed, yeah, that was...
Tell me more about that.
I went... Last winter term, so a year, I would have been in Ireland a year ago. So I went for our winter term to them at spring term because they started later. So, like, they would have just started probably last week. They start, like, late January rather than beginning. And then they go into May. But, yeah, went abroad, studied at the University of Limerick in Limerick, Ireland. So opposite side of Dublin. If you know your geography. So
definitely.
Yeah, so it's by bus, it took about 2 hours, 2.5 hours to get from Dublin to Limerick. But yeah, lived in residence. They called them villages. So they were like apartment style buildings in circles.
Oh,
or like
cute.
Little villages. The one I stayed in was in a circle.
Right.
And I roomed with 5 other girls. One was from Canada. She was from Newfoundland when I first met her. Did not know she was Canadian. I immediately thought she was Irish. from the accent, I was like, she's Irish. And then she was like, no, Newfoundland. I was like, oh, yeah. other two were German. And then I had met 2 from the States as well. They were all lovely roommates. Shout out to them. Still in touch with them.
I bet you they're all listening right now.
No, absolutely.
They're all tuned in. They're like, hey, Alicia.
But yeah, so when I was there, main reason I wanted to study in Ireland was because I play the harp. The lever harp is heavily embedded, or harp in general is just heavily embedded into Irish culture.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, a little fun history. So lever harp is most similar to what would have been the old Irish harp, the clarsach. Big different, like, there's kind of a gap in history. So back when the famine happened, there was a time when Queen Victoria was reigning. She, when the British moved into Ireland, there was a ban on all anything patriarchy of Ireland. So harp was a big one. Harp players were held in high esteem in Irish culture. Like nobles would hire them into their courts to play music. So they were seen as highly like an embodiment of Ireland. So during the time of Queen Victoria, harpers were killed. So harpers were killed. Harps were destroyed, like burned, destroyed, eradicated.
That's horrible.
Yeah, very sad. So there's like, yeah, a weird period where I still have to do my research as well. But there's a period that, yeah, there's not that much happening, or like lost history just because things were destroyed. Back in those days, you'd have like wire strung harps. Typically, harps are played on right string or right on your right shoulder now, but in the old days, it was typically left shoulder from what you can tell from documentation. And they were wire strung harps, which are a lot more resonant, and they were played with nails rather than the pads of your fingers. Yeah, just some fun facts. And typically, another fun fact, old Irish harp players were blind. So anyone. One famous harp player, old Irish harp player, his name was Turlough O'Carolan, and he was blind. He turned blind when he was 19. I always forget which disease he had, but it was typical that anyone who was blind, there was a program where they would teach them harp, and then they'd go around and do harp for a living, which is still fascinating to me.
That's very cool. I had no idea.
Damn. So that was the reason I wanted to go to Ireland. That was a very long-winded answer, but that was a big reason because I wanted to learn from some people of harp, and then also just learn more about it because Ireland, I just love Irish music. Folk music in general is just amazing, and also just the culture around music in Ireland is really cool because, like, you go to pubs, there's people playing, there's dancing. It's so cool. Yeah, and big shout out to my harp teacher in Ireland. She was German. Her name was Mary.
Mary.
She was amazing.
Oh, yeah. That sounds delightful.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go there.
Or sorry, it was Anna. I'm thinking one of my old harp teachers. It's Anna.
Oh, whoops.
Sorry, Anna.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure she's also listening. She's
absolutely.
She's very disappointed in you right now.
Very much. Very much.
All right, this next song is Running with the Wolves by Aurora.
Woo! Such a good song.
Nice song, yeah. I've been into Aurora lately. Her voice is just captivating.
Her voice, but yeah, no, this song, when I first heard it, I don't know. I don't remember how I found out about it, but I found out this song is in the movie Wolfwalkers, which is set in Ireland, and I actually watched it on the airplane to Ireland. They had it available, and I was like, oh, I've been wanting to watch this ever since listening to the song. Would recommend. Go watch it. Very lovely animated movie.
Awesome. Sorry, I'm like submitting an assignment while she's talking. that sounds cool. Do you know who made it?
Who made the movie? Oh, boy. I gotta remember what the studio is, because I've watched... Who made the movie?
Do, 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 do. God,
super warm in here. Goodness gracious.
I'm gonna...
Cartoon Saloon.
Cartoon Saloon.
Yeah, they're based out of Ireland, from my understanding. They have... I'm trying to remember what other ones they're known for.
A friend just texted me saying Wolfwalkers is made by Cartoon Saloon. There's a slight delay in when the, when what we say actually reaches the outside world. That's really funny. That was perfect timing.
I've talked about it with my cousin before. She's really into animated movies. And there was another one by...
They also made Song of the Sea.
Yes!
Is that what you were going to say?
I don't think I've watched Song of the Sea, but I do know of it. I need to watch more of their...
Thank you, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to play the next song, and then I'm going to go crack open a window because I'm overheating in here. This is...
Dernier Danse.
Dernier
Danse by Indila.
Indila. All right. Enjoy. That song sounds like it would be really good to, like, go for a walk to.
Yes. And
just the tempo is, like, the perfect, like, strutting...
Absolutely.
Yeah, I am walking to a place and that feels super cool. I love that. All right. I have a big question for you.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
What are your post grad plans?
Big question.
Yeah, I know. So I'm sorry.
I'll be graduating in the spring. We've applied.
Fingers crossed.
I think I am anyway. But yeah, plans at the moment, take a year off. I'm kind of hoping to go back for a graduate program, not sure what, but yet, so that's where I'd like to take a year off, to do some research, also make money, because some thoughts I've had are going abroad for graduate programs, maybe back to Ireland, we'll see.
Back to Ireland.
Woo, exactly. Yeah, I'd like to do some work. I'd like to get a bit more of my music business underway. So doing some more gigs like weddings or some shows, get more into private teaching. So I'm hoping in some ways to make some connections with the music schools here to have a space where I can teach from and then come maybe back like once or twice a week to teach harp. In the area, because I'll be moving out of my apartment here and moving back home to save a little bit of money. But there are some really cool opportunities here in Waterloo that I'd like to stay connected with or connect with.
I just love that, like, here specifically, there's a lot of music going on.
Mm. Sometimes it's not always easy to find, but
no.
It's around.
It's there.
And, yeah, so that's where I'd like to come back. But, yeah, I'll be living from home. But, yeah, I'm hoping to also do some more composing, enter some more competitions, see what happens from that. But, yeah, at the moment, that's kind of the main things I'm hoping to do. But, yeah, stay involved with some organizations because I'm trying to get or looking to start getting involved with and volunteering with the Irish Real Life Festival.
What's that?
So it's a KW... region nonprofit. They host a bunch of different traditional Irish events. So, like once a month, they put on Ceilidhs, which is a social dance. So there's different social dances. They'll have a caller that's there that'll lead you through on how the dances are done. And they have a Ceilidh band, so live music is there as well. I know their next event or Ceilidh is on. February 24th, but they also hold other events related to the Irish calendar. So they're having a St. Bridget's Day event, which will be happening on January 31st. Quick intro to what St. Bridget's Day is. It's kind of the border mark of winter into spring in Irish culture. St. Bridget's was a saint who is associated with... healing and growth. So there's a lot of folklore around her where involving cows. So like if she was, there's some cows in there from what I remember. But like a lot of the things that happened were like if she was around, there would be some healing of people or like a bounty. So, like, if she was in your area, you'd put something out. I think it was seeds. And then you put, and if she touched those seeds, they'd be blessed. And you put them in with the rest of your seed. And then you'd have a bountiful crop or a harvest when it all grows, just because she's blessed it. But yeah, so between seasons, there's a lot of supernatural activity in our, there's always like some form of supernatural activity in Irish culture. So like between the 31st to the 1st, it's always overnight. There's a lot of supernatural activity associated with that. So like Halloween's another one that's in Irish culture. They call it, I always have to remember how to pronounce them. I love Irish language. I gotta learn it more. It's a lovely language. I just can't speak it very well. Samhain? Samhain, I think is how it's pronounced.
Okay.
That's Halloween. So, like, there's a lot of supernatural activity between the 31st into the 1st. And similar with St. Bridget's Day, there's a bit of supernatural activity in, or they believe there's some supernatural activity between January 31st into February 1st.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you want to introduce the next song?
Yeah, this is... It's hard to choose a favorite song, but this one's up there. It's called Kakusei. It's by Superfly, who is a Japanese artist. It's all in Japanese, so unless you speak fluently and can understand it, you won't really know what's happening. But it is an absolute bop, so please enjoy.
All right, let's get into it. Superfly. Cool song.
Very cool.
Very jazzy, very upbeat, up-tempo.
Exactly why I love it so much.
Do you have any idea what it's about?
From my understanding, it's called, the translation is Awakening. So, I'm not sure if it's part of an anime or not. I'd have to look into that a bit further. But my understanding is the chorus itself doesn't really have any meaning. It's almost like a chant.
Okay.
Or a mantra. Yeah, I'd have to dig deeper, but...
That's cool.
I still love it so much.
All right, are you ready for another question?
Absolutely.
What is your favorite non-music course that you have taken at Laurier? Also, maybe we should close the windows because I can hear the police.
Yes, I can hear them too. Favorite non-music course. I will preface with this. So my major is music, but I also got a biology minor.
What?
Yeah, I did.
I did not know this. Yes, this is the first time hearing about it.
I love biology. So I'd have to say favorite non-music course was anatomy. I absolutely love, I want to review that the textbook for that course was amazing too. But I absolutely love learning about how the body works, as well as plants. Plants are cool. I love learning about how plants were used, like medicinally, culinary, in culinary arts. The components of it, what makes them, like, what they can be used for. I just find it so fascinating. So, yeah. I liked anatomy. That was a really cool one. And it's just, yeah, just part of it's also useful because it's like if you go to the doctors and you kind of know what exactly they're talking about. So it's not like, oh, all medical terms. And I'm like, what does that mean?
That is a good point. Yeah.
But it's kind of like you can go in and be like, okay. And also it can help you describe what's happening. Like, oh, it's in this area. I'm having pain in this area, or you can say, yeah, you just have a bit more terms to be able to identify, like, what the problem is, so that the doctor can help you as well. But then, yeah, once they start speaking, you're like, okay, I know this is what happened, like, this muscle is damaged, or a tendon, like...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Being useful. Biggest issue, the problem can be self-diagnosis is not great. So, that like, is, when you learn about a few things point. And you're like, oh, no, I think I might have this
because
I
over.
Have these same symptoms. And you're like, no, it's usually not that.
Yeah, I've definitely been down that rabbit hole of learning a little bit too much for my own good.
Sometimes you just got to be like, okay. You could go to the expert and then...
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes you need to just put it in somebody else's hands.
Yeah, no, go actually get some professional advice.
Yeah.
And then
rather than jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, because then you just go in there panic like, oh my gosh, I have this.
Yeah.
Please save me.
Yeah. WebMD is not not always your friend there.
Yep, yep.
All right. One more song. Well, one more of many songs from Alicia's playlist. We have Cyrus the Scholar by Yasunori Nishiki. Yeah. Pretty cool tune. Is it from a video game?
Yes, it is.
Octopath Traveler. I've never heard of that. But the art looks cool.
Yeah, haven't played it. I want to, though. After I've heard a bunch of the music from it, because so, I think on the playlist I have another one from it.
Oh, yeah?
I forget what the name of it is. Something the Dancer.
Oh, Primrose the Dancer. Yeah, it is also on this. It's not too long. Why don't we just...
Yeah, they're pretty short ones.
Let's just play that right now, back to back. Video game music.
Bam.
It's the video game music 5 minutes of the morning show on Monday with Jasmine and Alicia. Primrose the Dancer by the same people. Enjoy. So you haven't played Octopath Traveler?
I have not, no.
But are you much of a gamer, Alicia? Do you play video games? Is that your thing?
Over the past couple years, I've been playing a bit more. I bought a Nintendo Switch, so I've just...
Yeah, it's the handheld.
That's where... I didn't it so much when I was younger. I don't know. Like, I watched my brothers play video games, but then I was like, I don't know, never did. And then I was like, we're gonna actually start playing.
Yeah.
Because, well, part of it, I wanted to play... Breath of the Wild, Legend of the Zelda, Legend of Zelda. It's Legend of the Zelda. because I've always been interested in it, and so I was like, we're going to get the Nintendo Switch, and we're going to play it. Haven't finished it yet, but we're close.
Awesome.
And then from there, with the Christmas sales, I was just like, might grab a few more. So yeah. I
that's the best time to do it.
I know.
Everything goes on.
No, God.
They're super cheap.
I know. So that's where I got Overcooked, because
oh, that's a popular one. So
good. Played it with my cousins and I was like, I'm determined to get this because it's such a good like multiplayer game.
Yeah.
But also can break so many friendships.
Ooh, yeah.
Well, I get worked up a bit too much sometimes.
Danger.
Yeah, and then I also bought Ori the Blind Forest. Blind Forest, is it?
I think, yes. Ori in the Blind Forest?
Blind Forest or Lost Forest?
I thought it was Blind. I could be wrong. I did play the second one, the Will-O-Wisps. I played them out of order.
Yeah, it's a Blind Forest. Right. Yeah, no, that's where... Well, the sale, the first one was a bit cheaper, too, so I was like, I could have gotten another one, but I was like, I'm limiting myself, because...
Yeah. It's a super cute game, and I love the...
No, it's the animation.
Music, the music animation. And animation.
That's where, yeah. No,
that's kind of what sucks people like us in, is the music and the animation. I feel like it could be a really bad game, but have great music and great animation, and I'd be like, yeah! This is awesome!
No, I know, that's where, like... Through, like, just, like, recommendations, like, going through playlists on Spotify and then finding, like, video game music, I'm like, oh, I should play.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I love the music. It's so good.
Have you ever played Cuphead?
I have not, no.
Have you listened to the music
or looked
at the animation?
I've seen the animation. I've never listened to the music.
The soundtrack's pretty good. I think the soundtrack was done by, like, a former U of T student or something.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all Canadian. I would recommend that. Thanks. All right. Another song. I got to stop saying one more because it's not one more.
We still
forever.
Got time.
This is Winter Bird by Aurora.
Put two and a half we moved on.
I know. That was lighthearted. Okay. Next question.
Moving right along here.
Yeah. Let's just keep things rolling. Do you have any like advice that you maybe would give to first year students, or even if you were to travel back in time to you in first year, what would you say? Doesn't have to be music specific.
Yeah, no. I'd
just
say
generally.
I'm trying to think of wording for this. Because I definitely say, I know going into university, I was kind of terrified. I know, like, it's a mixed feeling for some people. Some people are, like, super excited for it. And I feel like I was more of the spectrum of kind of terrified. I think for me, the advice was, like, take the opportunities. Like, even when you're afraid, do them. Like,
yeah.
Do it afraid.
Seize basically the day.
Yeah, like, the one thing I always have to remind myself is just, like, courage is doing it afraid.
Yeah.
So I always just remind myself, just do it afraid. Like, I know sometimes, but also, yeah, the big thing is, one, do it afraid, but also keep track of how much you're doing. Because I know, like, in first year, I was like, oh, there's always going to be a bunch of opportunities. So being focused on what you want to get out of university, being open to opportunities, but also focused. It's very counterintuitive, but some of this advice, but really, at the end of it, it's kind of like, you got to know what you want to do, but sometimes there will be opportunities that pop up that you might be interested in, and sometimes you got to be flexible if you want to explore that a bit further.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, it's kind of a jumble of advice here, but, yeah, it's like, do it afraid, take the opportunities, but also be aware of your mental health and make sure that know your limits.
Yeah.
And know, because, yeah, sometimes you got to see what your limits are, because sometimes you perceive yourself in ways that aren't fully true. Like, you can do more sometimes than you realize, but you also got to make sure you listen to yourself and know when you need to take breaks and when too much
be
is
realistic.
Too much.
Be realistic. You're not superhuman.
Do smart goals.
Yeah, that makes
specific.
Sense.
Specific.
I like that.
Measurable.
Yeah, specific, measurable, attainable.
Attainable.
Reasonable.
Yep.
What
is T? Time.
Time. Time efficient? Time. Does time allow it?
Yeah, it's kind of like
timely
amount of, like,
time is a general
it's
construct.
Like, well, is it reasonable how much time you're at, like,
yeah,
planning to take? So, yeah, smart goals are always good.
I think that's something that, like, everyone on the planet at some point will need a refresher on.
Yeah, I always have to remind myself.
I know you do.
No, that's
every time I talk to Alicia, she's like, oh, I've got this thing due, like, tonight that I just started this morning, and I've got another thing coming up. Oh, and also, like, there's a performance tomorrow. I think I can make it. Yeah, I got this. It's fine.
Yeah.
I can't really fault you for it. Like, I do the same thing.
No, it's part of it's, like, you never know when those opportunities are going to arise again. So it's, like, realizing what you opportunities won't arise again and ones that will. So, yeah. Like, you can decide according to that, because I'm like, take the opportunities, you know, won't happen too often, but the ones that will.
Yeah, totally.
They can be a bit more flexible if you're super stressed.
I know, when I started at school, I definitely, like, just kind of kept my head down and only did what was expected of me.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, I wish I did more things.
But. No, I know, because I feel like coming into university, I was on the school mindset. It's got to do school. Get the school done.
Yeah.
School, school, school. Totally. And then as I've gone, I'm just like, oh, there's, like, cool community opportunities to go to, or, like,
yeah.
Other, like, I was never great at, like, initiating plans.
Yeah.
I was always like, oh, if someone invites me, I'll go. But I was never great at, like, hey, do you want to, like, hang out, or do you want to go to this thing with me? And that's been a learning curve where it's just, like, realizing, oh, I have the power to do it.
Yeah,
I, like,
you can ask people to.
If people can do it, then I can do it. So it's just, like, yeah.
That is a hard one, too. It is very easy to just put the blinders on and only do what you have in your schedule. And
yeah, but then it's also, like. Yeah.
You get sad and lonely really quick.
Absolutely.
I think also if I were to go back in time to first year and give myself some advice, I'd say the reason you're tired and shaky all the time is because you haven't had protein in four weeks.
Get exercise.
Get outside.
Walk.
Put down the Xbox controller. Go outside.
Yeah, no, it's half of it's all about prioritizing. In the end, it's like, you'd be like, oh, I don't have enough time.
Yeah.
You have time.
Drink water.
I'm not saying you have time to do everything, but you have, it's about prioritizing what you want
to
do.
Yeah. And don't forget to love the thing that you came to school for, right? Especially if you're, like, in music or some other artsy thing. You go and you're really passionate, and then it becomes your job.
Yep.
And, oh, no, I don't want to do it anymore.
Oh, there's always so many layers of advice here. And it's just like... Yeah.
We're popping off. We should do, like, a whole show where we just go back and forth and tell people how to live their lives.
Take it or leave it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be great. All right, let's put on another song. This is Walk, yeah. Walk, Walk.
To be honest,
I turned the mics back on. She was mid sentence. The lyrics of that song are kind of funny when you consider the conversation that we were just having. How does it go? What does he say?
When I don't like people, I put my headphones on and I walk.
And yeah, yeah, we were just talking about that.
I forgot this one. Words are, and I was just sitting there. I was like,
I love it.
It's fun.
I love it.
It's a good follow up song.
Yeah, seriously. How have your tastes in music changed since first year?
Oh, since first year.
Because you're like graduating this year. You were a baby when you started.
A baby.
I'm sure you've listened to
different
stuff.
Still feel young.
Not like performance wise, not studies, nothing related to that. Like just the stuff that you choose to listen to. How has that changed?
Oh, that's a good question. Because I feel like I'm always nervous when people ask me what I like listening to because I never really know.
Yeah.
Because half of it, I feel like half of it was because it was mostly like anime music.
Yeah.
And I was just like...
Hey, there's no shame in that.
I don't know. It was just weird to say. I don't know.
Yeah, I do have like a list of safe artists and songs that I choose from when people ask what I like. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I just panic and I'm just like, oh. Because I just feel like people are like, oh, that's weird. I'm like, because it's not like, I feel like most of the things I listen to aren't like, pop music. It's like, I don't really listen to Taylor Swift. I don't listen really to pop artists.
Yeah.
Or at least not in North America, anyway.
Yeah, me neither. I have the odd, like, Taylor Swift song in my...
Like, yeah, there's some good music there, but I'm also like, I don't know, I just keep finding other music. Like,
there's other
as
stuff.
You can see in this playlist, it's a mix of, like, French music, Japanese...
I know, it's very diverse.
Norwegian. Like...
The only songs that I knew were Soldier Poet King, and that was just because of TikTok. Back in the day.
So that's where, I don't know, and I feel
I
like...
I think that was it.
Compared
to... Oh, and the stuff from... You have a few songs from, like, Disney movies
on
here.
Oh, yeah. No. There are some, but
Let's
I always
the
forget
Tarzan
about
one next.
Yeah. No, it's a good one. No, like, there are some, like, oldies, too, that I'm just like... I always just forget about them, though, because I'm always...
Yeah.
There's other music that I'm like, ooh, I'm listening to that more. I definitely say, compared to first year, I'm finding more music. Like, I'm... exploring beyond what I typically listen to, because I feel like first year it was always like the same music over and over again, which I didn't mind, but I also hit a point where I'm just like, I feel like I'm not finding anything else.
Yeah.
And I was just like, how, especially when you look at some other people, like I knew some people that were like finding indie music like constantly promoting it, and I was just like, how the heck do you find this music?
They have like 5,000 songs in their like playlist on Spotify,
and I'm just like,
Do you just like hoard music? What? How'd you do that? I get all pretentious. I'm like, oh, I'm a music student. I've got the best taste. I got the most diverse taste. I got all this stuff, and it's like, no, you don't, dude. Shut up.
And like, I don't even. And that's for like, I'm in a classical program. I don't listen to classical music.
Oh really. Yeah, there's always that.
And there's always that. Like, what I listen to is not what I play or write.
Oh, I was in a studio class this year. And, like, we had a guest instructor, and he asked me, he was like, what's, so how much, like, non-classical music do you listen to in your free time? And I was like, I never listen to classical music in my free time.
And that's where it's so awkward sometimes when you're in a classical program where it's just like people are like, what's your favorite Chopin piece? Or like, or Bach. And I'm just like, I really don't know. I've not listened to it that much.
But it is also like you play an instrument that's not the most common, right?
Yeah. Like it's in some repertoire and part of it too. I don't even play in orchestras or symphonies since I don't play pedal harp, but
you play a lot of folk kind of music. Where, you play a lot of like modern
why I listen to it, I guess is what I play more.
Exactly. So, we all have different perspectives.
It's like, and I do appreciate classical music.
Oh, same. I love it.
And I wish I listened to it more, but I just find, I don't know, there's times I'm just like, I forget about it.
Well, because it's so, I feel like we have to listen to so much of it all the time for school. It's like not what I want to do in my
It feels in my like free work. Time.
But I bet you as soon as we graduate, we're going to be like, oh, let's listen to
No, and that's where like even like some of the courses I've done where I'm like music history, I'm just like, I want to go back to it because like, even going back to like what medieval period.
Oh, yeah.
When you had like minstrels and all there, like when we're just getting into chromaticism.
Totally, yeah.
That was a really cool period. Like, also the history around some of the composers then.
I was way too immature when music history was like a mandatory course. I want to go back to it.
No, and half of it, the way it's taught, is just so dense. It was, it was stress.
It was,
but really there's so difficult. Much interesting things there. It was just.
It's true, yeah. I feel like it's all in the delivery, too. Because when you were talking about the history of the harp, I was fully engaged.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat. But if I was, like, reading that from a textbook, I just...
Yeah, no, you gotta have the passion for it and then deliver it in the same passion.
Totally.
But no, there's some interest... No, the one I always just remember... I don't even remember who the composer was. I just remember there was one composer we studied who murdered his wife... His girlfriend.
Oh.
His lover.
Oh, shoot. Who was that?
I don't remember. And I always forget which.
Any music students who are listening, hit me up on Instagram with who that was, because I can't remember.
That's my distinct memory. It's just like, I just remember there was a guy who just murdered someone.
Let's play another song and then do a little research project and come back to it. This is You'll Be In My Heart by Phil Collins.
What a great follow-up.
So anyway, the guy's name was Carlo Gesualdo. If you want to look that up, he did some pretty wackadoodle stuff. Not really something that I want to talk about, like, on a radio show where anyone could be listening. But you should, very, very interesting little tidbit of music history. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Alicia.
It's tidbits like this that just stick out.
But yeah, that's what, they were people too. Forget that. History, like
people do wacky things in history.
Hundreds and hundreds of years ago, we were still people. We still did people stuff, like cheat on our partners and then commit acts of revenge.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ongoing theme.
Brutal. We have 20 minutes left. I think we should just play some more music.
Sounds good.
This is Castle of Glass by Linkin Park. I have terrible news for you all. In the End by this band, Linkin Park, came out 24 years ago.
Back in 2000. I wasn't even born yet. That's a year before I was
born. That's 2 years before I was born. I don't like that at all. Alicia was just saying that she used to listen to these guys on her iPod Nano.
Shuffle.
iPod Shuffle. Yeah. Right. What was the Nano? The Nano was a different one.
The Nano
one.
Had a
screen. Oh, the Nano had a screen.
This one didn't.
Yeah. No, it didn't have a screen, right? It was just a little cube?
It was a little cube with the clip that you just like could clip on.
With just the scroll wheel.
Yeah.
Oh,
you didn't, I memorized my playlist just from listening it so much. Like, I didn't know what was, like, you could only tell what was next was if you had it plugged into the computer and then, like, changed it. But other than that, you just kind of listen. You're like, well, do I like the song? No. Like, next.
Skip it. Yeah. Move on. Exactly. How many songs could it... It's saying here, it's got 2 whole gigabytes.
I don't know. I'm not even sure if I hit...
Storage.
the max or not. I don't even know. I might have had 100, 200 songs. I don't know.
Maybe that's less. Just like...
I feel like it was around 100.
I remember being a kid and I would go to like laser tag, like a birthday party or something, and they'd have those games that, you know, you would try to win and there was like an absolute like negative 5% chance that you would actually succeed, but they had these big prizes and they had one of those things, and for whatever reason, that's just, I wanted one so bad. I already had an iPod. I wanted the tiny little one. I thought it was cute.
They were pretty cute. Yeah, I was gifted it for my birthday, I think. It was the first ever like device I'd gotten.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, blast from the past. The first thing I ever had was the iPod Touch, which was just a phone that couldn't call people.
Yeah, yeah. No, my brother got one. A hand-me-down one.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I remember, like, the later models of the iPod Touch were actually pretty cool. Because they were, like, just as capable as the phones were at the time. And then that got outdated super fast. Yeah. This was before iPads. Now kids are born with kids these days, their attention spans are getting smaller.
As you say, we're in our 20s.
Yeah, I know.
We're so old.
This generation, this next generation is doomed.
Oh, boy.
We're going to be no better than the generations we criticize when we're in their shoes. But none of us are ready to confront that yet. I feel like we should ask you one more.
Bam.
Music-related question. I'm just, like, looking through the list. Are any of these standing out to you? What's a good list? Or do you just have any closing remarks? Anything you want to say?
Closing remarks.
How about, have I asked you this one?
Oh, no, you haven't.
Okay, what composed work that you have written yourself are you the most proud of right now?
Ooh.
At this point in time?
Might have a couple, just in
That's fine.
Different instrumentation. I'd say the most recent composition I completed was a choir, so SATB.
Soprano, alto,
thank you.
Tenor, bass. Four-part.
Four-part choir with a chamber orchestra. So it was violin one, two parts for violin, so violin one, two, viola, cello, and bass. And I submitted for composition competition. We'll see how that goes. But I was pretty proud of that. I wrote that in a week and a half.
Yeah.
And
you were working really hard on that.
I was proud of myself for completing it for the deadline within the amount of time of when I started. I was proud of just the textures I was able to create with that too. And I'm excited to see what other works I can do. Another one, I'd say, 2 years ago we did Winterlit?
Yes.
The piece I wrote for that,
why don't you explain what that was?
Pretty proud of. So back in 2 years ago, I think it was, our composition prof came to us with the proposition of, or a collaboration, I guess is a better way of putting it, with Conservation Halton. They each winter, I'm not sure how many years they've been doing it now, but each winter they've been putting on an event called Winterlit, where they put up lights and different displays in their conservation area, and people could come in and walk through their trails. They had different sections you could go through. There was, like, the maple bush you could go through. There was the main path they had, but, yeah, there was just different attractions and paths you could go down. Very cool. I'm glad I was able to go and walk down. But the proposition was that, or collaboration, was that people who are interested in our composition, any composition majors or people in composition class, if they were interested, could partake in writing music for different sections in the path. So both Jasmine and I partook in this opportunity.
Yeah.
So I had kind of, I was the first music you heard when you walked in. It was all MIDI instruments that I used. Trying to remember, I think it was mostly like strings. I know I had bells in there for sure, but I was just proud because I was trying to emulate, I guess it's more like video game music or film music, but in particular, I'm really interested in a composer named Yuki Kajira. She's a Japanese musician and composer. She's worked with a group. What are they called? Drats. Can you just scroll through the playlist real quick? Because I'm trying to remember. Where is it in the bit? Ah, there it is. She worked with a group called Calafina. They're all female vocalists. But the way she writes music is just like otherworldly.
Ethereal.
And I love it. And so I was trying to emulate that sort of sound. And that's where I love like bells, not like hand bells, but kind of like jingle bells almost.
Yeah.
Give
it a little shimmer.
Yeah. And so that's where I incorporated that into my composition for it. And I was pretty proud of it. And it was so cool walking through and hearing everyone's compositions.
And that whole project was really interesting, too, because, like, all of the exhibits that you could walk through, it was all done with entirely recycled materials. And it was a pretty inexpensive thing that you could go see. Is it running? I'm going to, like, look that up really quickly.
Yeah, they're probably running it. They should be running it again. I think I saw something about it. And because, yeah, I remember it should be going to Family Day weekend, probably.
It is going from the 12th to February 19th.
Yeah, so they go to Family Day.
Yeah. That's this year's. I don't think any of us collaborated with them this year, but still going to be something like
very cool.
Worth checking out.
Yeah, because I think they've collaborated like. Even when they collaborated with us, they had some collaborations with some other musicians in the area as well.
Yeah.
Who either, I think, performed live or had some of their music played at some of the different stops. But,
there's also, you know, there's, like, they have Birds of Prey that you can go look at. Yeah. Candle making. Paint a Heart, whatever that is. I'm, like, reading off of their website. It's a delightful little event. I would check it out. It's at Mountsburg Conservation Area. They don't like get a lot of people in through the park at other times of the year, but Winterlit's their main event. They started it in COVID because they wanted to get people out of their houses. Mm. They noticed that people were going for nice walks late at night, because that's when their work was done and they really wanted to get out. So yeah, nice little thing. Why don't we play a song? By
Yuki Kajira.
Yuki Kajira.
This is one. I love this one.
My long forgotten cloistered sleep. Very nice. All right. Thank you, Alicia, for your time, for having a little chat with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It was very fun.
Very fun indeed.
Unfortunately, our morning is coming to an end. It's almost noon.
Yep.
So as I pack up and start getting ready to go study and drink some coffee, because I haven't done that yet. And I'm sure you have a lot that you need to get to doing as well. Busy, busy.
Both busy, busy.
We're going to play one last song for everyone. It's Mr. Blue Sky by the Electric Light Orchestra.